AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. In El Salvador, Senator Chris Van Hollen met with Kilmar Abrego Garcia, who was shipped to a prison there by the Trump administration despite an immigration court order preventing his deportation. Prior to the meeting, the senator said he wanted to know,
is he doing okay? Because nobody has any communication with him since he was illegally abducted from Maryland.
Van Hollen posted a photo of the meeting on X but did not provide an update on Abrego Garcia's status. Meantime, Sagar Magani reports a federal appeals panel has issued a scathing ruling in the case.
The three-judge court said the Trump administration's claim it cannot do anything to free Abrego Garcia should be shocking and unanimously refused to block a judge's ruling ordering administration officials to testify about whether they complied with her order to facilitate his return. The White House insists Abrego Garcia had to leave the country.
Abrego Garcia was a foreign terrorist.
The appeals panel says maybe, maybe not. Either way, he's entitled to due process. Ask if he'll move to get Abrego Garcia back to the U.S.
Well, I'm not involved in it. I'm going to respond by saying you'll have to speak to the lawyers, the DOJ.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Yemen's Houthi rebels say U.S. airstrikes targeting an oil port have killed 20 people and wounded 50. The U.S. military's Central Command confirms the strikes. The death toll would be one of the highest so far in a month-long campaign. A shooting at Florida State University killed 2 people and wounded at least 6. Leon County Sheriff Walt McNeil identified the suspect as 20-year-old Phoenix Ickner.
And he's a son of a Leon County Sheriff deputy.
McNeil says one of the deputy's guns appears to have been used in the shooting. And in New York, Luigi Mangione, accused of gunning down UnitedHealthcare's CEO in December, has been indicted on 4 charges, including a count eligible for the death penalty. This is AP News. A fireball in the sky has been the talk of Mexico City.
Videos of a ball of fire shooting over the Latin American country and dissolving in a burst of light over Mexico City struck awe in many and quickly circulated on social media. But space researchers like Raul Gutierrez were quick to note that the object rocketing across the skies was unlikely to be a fully formed meteorite, more a bolide or a fragment of a meteor. He tells the AP from Mexico City, there are 2 very distinct scenarios in meteors. The first scenario is when the object fragments, begins its breakup. That first moment is noticeable in the videos of last night's bright object because it's relatively weak. Bolides, defined by NASA as fireballs, are exceptionally bright meteors that are spectacular enough to be seen over a very wide area. The bolide generates a rumble, which prompted social media users to doubt what was happening and their own safety. I'm Charles de la Zetma.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.